Rashi says the dam chatis is koydel medam oila, and also every oila is koydel medam chatis. I know this from that called mekudish is koydim. The Tana Rabbanim pasuk says upar upar sheni ben bokar tikolach lechatis. The second one, the par, that should take for chatis. So Rashi says we're talking about here chinuch halaviyim ksiv. The pasuk about leitzcha is that the second koydim that's the chatis. So what do we need this pasuk for? In Bolum, if it comes to teach us, Shein Shnayim, that we have two Karbonisiyam, Harei Kfar Nemer, it says already, the Yosef Echad Chatis, the Yosef Echad Eilo. One is a Korban Chatis, and one is a Korban Eilo. They saw, Mat Tamlem, what's the point of teaching us, O Par Sheini Ben Boko, Tikos Lechatis, that the second one should be for Korban Chatis, because without this Pasuk Shiyochol, I would have thought to say, Shiyei Chatis, Kedemis Lechol Maisei Eilom, that a korban chatis, everything is done before the korban eilo. That's what I would have thought to say. Therefore, no, Tam Lem, the pasuk teaches us, Upar Sheni Ben Boker Tikla Chatis. You should know the second korban, that's the korban chatis. In other words, in certain protein, a chatis comes after an eilo. We'll soon explain. Now, Upar Sheni Yikach, Upar Sheni, from this pasuk that said the second korban was the chatis, Yochel, I would have thought to say, say Oyma Kedemes Echatis L'chol Maiser. Maybe Korban Oyma comes first before Echatis to everything. All the Maiser Oyma comes before the Maiser Echatis. On this note, Talmud Lema, there's another passage that says, the Yosef Echad Chatis, the Yosef Echad Oyma. One is Echatis and one is Echatis and one is an Oyma. If so, Hakeit said, how do you have these both? It must be Dam Chatis Koytum Adam Oyma. Mifnei Shemaratza. That's the Svora, the second post that says that a Chatis comes first. That's Paturus as Rikas Adam. Say Kapora Shaboy. Since the Chatis has a Kapora over, a bigger Kapora than a Korban Eilo, therefore that comes first. Mashenke Negev to burning the Evorim. That's the other post, that's the first post that says a Chatis is Sheini, that burning the Emurim, a Korban Eilo comes first, because Eilo is Kula Kolil, it has more Kedush in the burning of it. So kids, we have these two psukim of features, then in one punct, an oil is first, that's for the burning of it, and in one punct, the chatis is first, that's for the zrikis hadam. Now it says, Mishnah Evori Eula. Sumor says, V'yamai ma'atona t'maiso d'mechapro tiktum v'atfahanech loy. Therefore, when you have the dam of the chatis, why are all four zrikis before the dam of the oil? The first Riki you make of the Chatis, that we understand. Like the Amai. Ma'atana Kamaisa, the first Riki, that's what's Mechaper. So that comes first, but the other three Rikis, the Chulay, that's not Mechaper anymore. So then it should be a smaller, the Erla should come first. The Erla has more Kedusha, it's Kula Kalu. So Marin says, Omavina says, Hocho Bechatis HaLeviya Maskinen. So here we're talking about the Chatis of Leviya, means by the Chinuch Leviyim. So what? That it doesn't come to Chapor at all. Even though it's like a Korban Eilo, meaning this Chatis does not come for Chaporom, so the Pasuk says here, by the Chatis of Leviim, it comes before its Zrika, comes before the Chatis, comes before the Eilo. So from here we learn out, even a Zrika that's not Mechapor and a Korban Chatis, still comes before the Zrika of a Korban Eilo. And the Svar is that since there's some Zrika Bechatis that is Mechaper, all its Zrikas come first. But my Rav Amrin, I just saw the answer, Hoyo v'hitzcha, but my Ton is Goymer, without this Limud that we're talking about, the Chatis of Leviim. Even by regular Chatis, of other Svar is, the first Zrika has to come first, because that's the Kapora. But Avada, the Svar is, once you in the middle, you started to do the Zrika, Avada, you have to finish the Zrika of the Chatis first, before you start this week of the Eilo. Now the Gemara says, I have a question like this. What's going to be Dam Chatis V'Yevori Eilo Eiz Miem Kaidim? Let's say a Kain has in front of him the Dam to make this week of Dam of a Korban Chatis, and he has the Korban Eilo that he already made this week as a Dam, and now they're up to burning the Eivorim of the Korban Eilo. Which one should he do first? So one Svar is Dam Chatis Kaidim of Neshem Ratzah. Dam Chatis should come first because that's Meratza, that's Mechaper. I do maybe know, Evori Eilu Kaidmim, the Evorim of a Korban Eilu should come first, Levnei Shem Kolel, the Ishim, because that whole thing is burnt, it has more Kedusha, the whole thing is burnt on the Ishim. So which one comes first? So Gemara says, Toshma, come and bring your proof in our Mishnah. Says, Na Mishnah, Dam Chatis, Kedim Adam Oilom, the Dam of a Korban Chatis comes before the Dam of a Korban Oilom. So the Ik is, Le Dam Oilom Hu De Kodim. It only comes first before a Dam of the Oilom. But the Evor Oilom Le Kodim, but the Dam Chatis would not come before burning the Evorim of the Oilom. Mashma, burning the Evorim comes first. It's more Kodesh into Skula Kolo. Gemara says, no, do not make this diak. Adarab, just the opposite. Mi seif, let's make a diak from the seifa. The seifa says, Evori oila, kaid min the emurichatis, that burning the evorim, the pieces of a korban oila, comes before burning the fat, the emurim, of a korban chatis. So make a diak, when does the evorim of an oila come first? Only, li emurichatis u dekodim. It only comes before burning of the chatis. But ledam chatis lekodim, or the question of bringing the Dam Chatis and the Avorim of the Eila, it could be Dam Chatis is first. If so, Ela Mihor Lek Lamash Mino. From our Mishnah, you cannot bring a proof to the Shaila. Now the Gemara says, he boiled off another question. Dam Oilo, V'yemure Chatis, Eizim Yen Kaidim. Let's say you have the Dam of an Eila, it's not that much of a Mechaper, but it does something, and you have the Emurim, the burning of the fats of a Korban Chatis. Which one should come first? One svar is dam oila kaidmim to cost mikar kolo. This and a korban oila has a mile to it that those things is burnt. So anyway, by the chatis, you'll be by burning it. So negate to burning a chatis on oila, anything on the oila should come first because it comes from something that has to burn completely. So maybe the dam of the oila comes before burning the emurim of the chatis. But you maybe know a emurim chatis kaidmim to cost mikar kapora. That the emurim of the chatis come from a korban chatis, that its avoid is for kaporo, so maybe anything of the chatis comes before the dam of an oila. So this the Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. It says, Dam chatis kaidul madam oila. So the ik is, Dam chatis hu tekodim, madam oila. Avle emurim chatis could be just by burning the emurim of the chatis, loi, that does not come before the dam of the chatis. Maybe the dam of the chatis, the dam of the oila comes first. It's only the emurim chatis. Again, dam chatis is kaidim le dam oila. That's all. But avol emurim chatis loy. But it could be the emurim of the chatis is not before the dam of the oila. So more says no other, but just the opposite. Mi seifa spring a deep from the seifa. Evori oila kaidim le emurim chatis. It says the evorim of oila to be burnt comes before burning the emurim of the chatis. So you think is evori oila who decod me lemur chatis? What comes before burning the chatis? Only the evorim, the burning of the oila. Dam oila could be just as weak as a dam of the oila. Loi does not come before the emurim of the chatis. Samar says if so. Again, el miho lek lamash mino. From our mishnah, you cannot bring a diik. You can make a diik both ways. You have no clear proof. Won't be the locha. He boiled up a question like this. Dam oila v'dam osham eizim yen kaidim. The question of making a zrika of a korban oila or a zrika of a korban osham, which one comes first? Dam oila kaidim once, whereas the dam of a korban oila should come first. Tekoasi mikaya kolil. It comes from something that's kula kolil. The whole thing is burnt. So maybe the dam of oila is before the dam of an osham, because an oila is kula kolil. I don't maybe know dam moshe kaidim tekoasi mikaya to mechaper. A korbanim and oshem comes for kapora, a bigger kapora than a korban oila. So maybe dam oshem comes first. Toshma coming here, bring a proof. Says now Mishnah, dam chatis kaidul madam oila, avu dam oshem loy. Mashma only a dam chatis comes before an oila, but not the dam of an oshem. Tzmur says no, really bedinu really the boyle misni dam oshem. Should have said uadim dam oshem also comes before dam oila. Because Rabbi the boyle misni sefer, since the one said as chiddush the sefer. That they vori oila kaidmim lemur echatis. So that's what it only says to oila and echatis. The ton lemur yoshev would have said that evorim of an oila comes before the emurim of an oshim. Havim and I would have thought to say then, havamino, li emurim oshim hu dekadmi, an oila only comes before the emurim of an oshim. But li emur echatis lekadmi, but maybe burning the meat of an oila does not come even before the emurim of echatis. So Mishmochi Toni Chatis. Therefore, the Mishtoni says the loch is a contrary between an oila and a chatis, and there's not talk about a noshim. But it could very well be that a dam of a noshim is also before the dam of an oila. So you have no proof. Toshma, come in here. It says chatis kaidim liyoshim. The dam of a chatis before the dam of a noshim. So the ike is chatis who dekod mila liyoshim. Only korv chatis comes first. Avolel loy. But the dam of an oila does not come before a noshim. So my love, isn't the Mishnah talking about dam? That even the dam of an oila, is not before the yoshim. So more says, maybe no, the emurim, maybe we're talking about only the emurim. Because when the Mishnah says that the chatas comes before, the chatas comes before noshim, it only means burning the emurim of the chatas, that comes before burning the emurim of an oshim. But we're not talking about the dam. Could be the dam oila is before the dam oshim. And they can have bring a proof also. The Tana, the Mishnah explains why is a chatis before an oshim, but they should dom on itin, because the dam of a chatis is nitin on all four corners. So mashma, we're not talking about the dam itself, like Rashi says. Nitin mashma, we're talking about now the emurim. And it's saying it comes first because by the lockers of the dam of the chatis has these chumris. Because if we're talking about the dam itself, it just should have said shehi nitna, it itself is put. Why do you have to say shedom on itin? That's a proof. We're talking about the emurim now. So, kitzur, therefore, there's no proof to our shayla if the dam of an oila is before the dam of an oshim. Not we have no proof. Now, the Mishnah says chatis kedemis. A chatis comes before an oshim. So, more is the question. Now, the rabbi says for just the opposite. Oshim kodem shekhen yesh la kitzva. An oshim should come first. There's a kitzva. There's an amount of money at least. How much you have to spend on a korban oshim? You have to spend a certain amount. Mashenkein by a chatis is no amount. Even so, rebut mizbeach adif. Still, since a chatis has more avodis on the mizbeach, that's more chosher than a noshim. Then the Mishnah says, Oshim kodim mataida, or korban oshim comes before a korban taida. Adrab Gemara says just the opposite. Ataydi v'nozer kodmi shekein tuna rechem. Either have more than a noshim, they have rechem to it. Aviluachi kodesh kadoshim adifi. Since a noshim has kedushas kodesh kadoshim, that's more kodush. Then a osh, then a toidah, then a nozir. And it says toidah via nozir, so I'm more than a shlomim. Adarab, a shlomim kad, a shlomim shikon first, shikem yeshne metzibar, there's a korban tzibar shlomim by shvuas, shal metzibar, ke biyoch like a yochid, and by mashenke toidah, not filoachi, nechon liyemech radifam, that a toidah and a nozir can only be eaten for one day, not for 2 days, is more common than a shlomim. He boiled up a question like this though, toidah via nozir, ezim em kodim, question of bringing a toidu or an air nozzle, the stomach of a nozzle, which one comes first? Toidu, kodmash, shikain, tuna, dalim, in a rechem. A korban toidu has 40 breads, four different types, 10 of each. Or there may be air nozzle, kodim, shikain, yeshu, my dalim, achirim. A nozzle has always brings 3 kabonis. It's chatis, a noshim, and a korban shlomim. So maybe that's odif, toshima, zu kodmo zu, sezu, toinu, dalim, in a rechem, zu ena tuna, elo, shneim, in a rechem. So it says clearly that a toidu comes before an air nozzle. Since a toidah has 40 lechems to it, that's more choshev than just the 2 types that come in the Yel Nazir. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'ashlomim koidim lebechor. A korban shlomim comes before a korban bechor. Adarabah bechor koidim shkain kedushas merechem. It has more kedushas than is it born. V'nechol ha'kanam is eaten for the kanam also. Vashenke shlomim is eaten for the bailim. Ha'viluachi mitzvot yisera sadifa. Since the shlomim has the smicha, the tenufa, that has more avoidis, that's more kodesh. Ha'bechor koidim. To Maisa Bema. Adarab Maisa Bema Kodum, Shekei Mekadosh Shaponim Liachrov. When you make Maisa Bema, if you make a mistake and count according to ninth 1/10, or according to 11th 1/10, they're both Kodesh. So you could have sometimes 3 Bema's Kodesh. Havilohochi, Kedushas Merechem Adifam. Still a Bechor is more Choshev, since it has Kedushas Merechem, it's more Kodesh than a Maisa Bema. Maisa Kodum Liachrov. Adarab Oifas Kodmi Shekei Kodshi Kedoshim. Oifas Kodshi Kedoshim, it's more Kodesh. Then Maisa Beima. Aviluachi, min zelda chadifa, a korban with a shchita, that's more chosher than life. Om Ravina Bashela, emure kotchim kalim, sheyotz lefnei zrikas domin, unu alocha. He says, locha, the emurim of the kotchim kalim, if it goes outside the azara, before the zrikas adam, psulim is a psul yetzei, even though it's not like kodesh lashem yet. Because by emurim kotchim kalim, it's the zrika that sets us aside for kotch Hashem. Still there'll be a psul yetzei. Patanatuna bring a proof also. The Vneshu Zevach, it says the Svarom that the Korb is a Zevach, and the Yeshtim Kotch Kadoshim, Dhamma the Yemurim. It says what? It has the Kodesh Kadoshim with its blood and with the Yemurim. So this Shlai Meimurim, Lesnab Yefis, I understand the Yemurim at least, Achat Esayf has no Yemurim. El Adam, Mi Yuisam, Churud is Dam by knife, the same it is by a knife, by a Korbim. El Lav Kamashvulon, a Murav Kidovim means the Yemurim of the Korbim like the Domoi. Ma Domoi Lefnei Zrikom. There's a Psul Dam, if it goes out before Zrikom, Afimurim Kodim Zrikom, who would then the Yemurim Kodshim Kalim, would also have a Psul if it goes out Lefnei Zrikom. The Kokori Lu, Kodshish Kodoshim, Mashma the Yemurim of Kodshim Kalim, has the Din like Kodshish Kodoshim, even with Zrikom. If therefore, O Ma Domoi Mislub Yetzi, Afimurim Mislub Yetzi. So who has the proof? Morris says, name of the father being another proof of the name of the Messiah. Bosse kotchim kalim shiyot of Nezrika's domim. We have Yerchim no makosher. If the bosse goes out, here Yerchim says it's kosher. Shlakashem apostle. Yerchim no makosher. Hayil b'sayfa lotzeis. The bosse kotchim kalim anyway is supposed to go outside. After the Zrika. Therefore, if it went out before Zrika, there's no psul. The Shlakashem apostle, adayin lo yigiz man lotzeis. We take the meat of the kotchim kalim. Even though after Zrika is supposed to go out, but before Zrika is not this man, to be a psul yaitzei. So much like this. If the bosser goes outside Kodim Zrika, Mashman, they both agree though, I will be a Murim Lai, by the moon, they both agree there would be a Psul. Smurah says, maybe no, I'll tell you who I did, the Bemurim Nami Pligi. Maybe they argue by a Murim also. For all the Kodim Zrika, why do they argue by a Bosser? The Dirk Kodim Zrika will teach the Kirchidish of Eshlokish, that the Afilu Bosser, the Seifel Otzeis, even though they meet the Kodim Kalam, after Zrika would go outside, the lad he be any place in Yushlayim, Omadom, Adayin Lo Yigiyaz Manu Otzeis. But still, Kodim Zrika is not the Zman to take the Bosser outside, to be a Psul Yaitzei, but it could be the same way they argue by Bosser, maybe they argue by Yomur Moso. So therefore, there's no proof if everybody will be masking this halacha. Alright, turn over, we'll continue the other side. You're holding Kamar and Dav Tzadik, the last line of Dav Pei Tesim Abayis. Moshe says now, Lemeke Tanoim. Let's say this is the Machlekes Tanoim. That last shayla we had was the Emurim of Kotchim Kalim. If they go outside, they have a Psul Yaitz, with Neiz Rikom, are they Psulim or not? So Moshe says, let's say it's the Machlekes Tanoim. We learned, Emuri Kotchim Kalim, Sheyotz, with Neiz Rikas Tanim, if it goes outside the Azorim, before there's a Zrikas Domin, so Reb Lezer says, Ein Meulim Ben, Shnod is no wisdom either.